This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver Botanic Gardens has announced its new CEO. Donna McGinnis currently leads the gardens in Naples, Florida. Her expertise is in museum fundraising and diversifying visitorship. McGinnis told Colorado Matters that Denver's gardens must welcome everyone.
We're often the place where people come to celebrate. Maybe you come every year with your mother on Mother's Day. We're often a place that you reflect, maybe after a tough diagnosis. Very often we're the place that people go for a remembrance when something's happened in a community. And we're a great place to learn and to recreate.
McGinnis starts February 2nd and succeeds the late Brian Vogt, who died of cancer in March. A front could bring wind and snow to the high country this week. Brianna Bilo is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. She says it's been a fairly dry fall.
But then within the last week or so, we've kind of moved into this more stormy, wetter pattern. It's been a cooler pattern. And so we're finally starting to see snow starting to accumulate in our on our mountains.
Bilo says another storm around Thanksgiving could impact holiday traffic in the mountains, but it's still too early to officially say. Friday is the last day nominations will be accepted for the Juanita Gray Community Service Awards and the Blacks in Colorado Hall of Fame. These service awards recognize non-job-related contributions made by Blacks and people of African descent to the city of Denver. The Hall of Fame awards honor those who have broken barriers and made room for future generations to excel. This is CPR News.